Hello, my name's Bart. Welcome to Bart Cop Radio Show 73. Great to have you come by. Boy, you wouldn't believe all the stuff we got today. Thrill-packed show, jam full of good stuff. You're just not going to believe how good it is. Let me do a shout-out to Chinako, and we'll go through the preview. That is some nice-tasting hooch. All right, let's take a look at today's issue. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to slap around some Republicans, and that would include Woof the Whore on CNN. We're going to slap him around nice and solid. Going to slap around Bill O'Reilly. He deserves it. He deserves more than I gave him, but, you know, restraint is my middle name. Going to do a little talking about the Pope. Good news and bad news about the Pope. Got a snippet or two from Randy Rhodes. As you know, she is the firebrand best person on our side, in my opinion. If you're going to put somebody behind a microphone and have them attack, Randy Rhodes is that person. Gonna help Jane Fonda out of her PR troubles. And I don't know why it takes some ignorant okie to help her out. You would think Jane Fonda has connections. She's an extremely wealthy woman. Why can't she solve her own problems? But no, it's Bart to the rescue. I got another drug alert. As you know, I have some background in drugs. And I'm gonna explain a new drug that's on the market. You women need to hear that one. Gonna explain why a gay Oklahoman was happy that they voted down gay rights. And no, this isn't one of those Andrew Sullivan deals. The man's got a point. I had never seen it that way before, but I like to be shown some new light. Gonna explain a little bit about Tiger Woods and that bullshit he pulled on hole 16. I'm gonna explain that to you, and I pity the fool that disagrees. A couple years ago when Mark McGwire was setting all his home run records, his favorite charity was a charity for sexually abused children. And now, go figure, poor old Mark's got something in common with these wacky Catholic bishops. I'll explain it to you. Jesse Jackson is going to be accused by somebody with the initials BC of getting some Iranians killed. I wonder how that'll play out. I've got a breakthrough in law enforcement. Once again, the Okie with the IQ of 64 and the tequila monkey on his back has come through with a giant breakthrough in law enforcement, second maybe only to DNA. And you're going to hear it right here for the very first time. We're also going to use some words of the diddle monkeys against them. That's one of my favorites. Oh, there's so much to do, so little time. Let's get right to it.